gathering of the Sangha of monks and a great gathering of the Sangha of Bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One entered the Samadhi that expresses the Dharma called profound illumination. And at the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, while practicing the profound Prajnaparamita, saw in this way. He saw the five skandhas to be empty of nature. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son or daughter of noble family train who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita? Addressed in this way, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, said to Venerable Shariputra, O Shariputra, a son or daughter of noble family who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita should see in this way. Seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature. Form is emptiness, emptiness also is form. Emptiness is no other than form, form is no other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, perception, formation, and consciousness are emptiness. Thus, Shariputra, all dharmas are emptiness. There are no characteristics, there is no birth and no cessation. There is no impurity and no purity. There is no decrease and no increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no formation, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, no dharmas, no eye dhatu, up to no mind dhatu, no dhatu of dharmas, no mind consciousness dhatu, no ignorance, no end of ignorance, up to no old age and death. No end of old age and death, no suffering, no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since the Bodhisattvas have no attainment, they abide by means of Prajnaparamita. Since there is no obscuration of mind, there is no fear. They transcend falsity and attain complete nirvana. All the Buddhas of the three times by means of Prajnaparamita fully awakened to unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. Therefore, the great mantra of Prajnaparamita, the mantra of great insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra that calms all suffering should be known as truth since there is no deception. The Prajnaparamita mantra is said in this way. Te Ata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha. Thus, Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, should train in the profound Prajnaparamita. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and praised Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, saying, good, good, O son of noble family, thus it is, O son of noble family, thus it is. One should practice the profound Prajnaparamita just as you have taught, and all the Tathagatas will rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, that whole assembly in the world with its gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Marada Janaraza Maraya Minde Ata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhiso Baba Gonju Sanji Gai Deme Doji She Rokadoji Me Badoji She Wadoji Dagi Baji Me Dumbi Judonji She Dingor Yezo Ngeri Nanya Jeju Je Wada Me Dono Be The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers. Adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. Imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. Holy Lamas high, wrap the sky of your Dharma bodies in massive clouds of knowledge and love. Let them pour upon the earth of your disciples as we are ready, a shower of rain, the teachings deep and wide. Precious Guru.
Ane nandre la soba tu chawa jeda demba demba tajin geme tu tu la soba chawa jeda demba res chawa ni le chula ni shi jeda chaya demba chi jeba damang mo chulo ma jeda chaya demba jeda nanta ngas jeba katu le demba riba jeba damang mo chulo ma jeda chaya demba wate katu.
Again, we will continue the teaching on Lama Tsongkhapa's great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. This text is written as a commentary to Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, and the entire content of that text is summarized in some introductory verses where Lord Atisha states, "Understand that there are persons of three capacities, small, middling, and great, I shall write clearly identifying their characteristics, or I shall clearly define them. Those two sentences are two statements, basically, are what the entire great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment comment on, those persons of three capacities, the teachings for beings of three capacities. Lama Tsongkhapa's text starts with an outline of the information to come. So it begins with first the details of the greatness of the teaching's author, which include the liberation life story of Lord Atisha. The next section deals with the greatness of the teaching itself. And in that section, we find that there are four specific greatnesses about the teaching. And here the teaching is referring to Atisha's lamp for the path to enlightenment. And there are four greatnesses. The first greatness is to allow one to see that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. The second is that it allows one to see that all of the teachings are instructions to practice. The third is that it allows one to easily understand the conqueror's intent. And then fourth is that it allows the practitioner to immediately refrain from the great wrongdoing of abandoning the Dharma. So these are the contents of the second section of the greatness of the teachings, the greatness of the teaching, rather. The third section is the great way to listen to and explain the teachings, or how to properly listen to a teaching, how to properly explain a teaching. So that section deals with that. And then the fourth section that we're currently dealing with is called How to Lead Students in the Actual Instructions. So how to lead students in the stages of the path for beings of three capacities, basically. So the next section that we are currently in and have gone through various parts of is called the How to Lead Students in the Actual Instructions, and it's goes up to the topic of the where we're currently dealing with the person of small capacity, and that's where it begins, and there's an outline of this section that we're currently in that shows that that's what we begin with, the explanation of training the mind in the stages of the being of small capacity, and then there'll be an explanation of training the stages of the mind in the meaning, being of medium capacity, and then training the mind in, training the mind in the stages of the path for persons of great capacity. So that's the section that we're currently in, and we've already gone through in the order we find in the text, beginning with how to rely upon the teacher that is the root of the path, and then the next section of what one does after having relied upon the teacher. So it begins with how to rely upon the teacher that's the root of the path, and then how one trains the mind after doing so. And then the next section deals with the life of leisure and opportunity after one deals with the teacher that is the root of the path. It deals with, first, the exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, and then how to actually take advantage of the life of leisure and opportunity. So these are the first two sections. The first section of the exhortation to take full advantage has three sections. the identification of leisure and opportunity, the great importance of leisure and opportunity, and the difficulty of attaining leisure and opportunity. So we've explained those sections already. And the next section of how to actually take advantage of the life of leisure and opportunity has two sections underneath it. How to develop certain knowledge of a general presentation of the path. And then the second is the actual way to take full advantage, like the actual way to take full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity. How one develops certain knowledge of a general presentation of the path has two categories. How all scriptures are included within the paths of three types of persons. So all scriptures, all pronouncements are included within those three pathways. And then the second is, why are students led in stages using these three types of persons? So what's the reason, what's the purpose for guiding students in this way? And then the next section is the actual way to take advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. And then that, again, begins where I started, training the mind in the stage of the path for beings of small capacity, where we currently are, and then training the mind in the stage of the path for beings of medium capacity, and then training the mind in the stage of the path for beings of great capacity. And in English, we're on page 144, and that's where that outline of the content of this particular section is.
Oda nyebule chungu da jibu chungu da tumu lanje de ba lu jam chu da de da tumu lanje de ba lu jam chu jibu chimi lanje de ba lu jam chu so da da de jun na ji she de ya de den ru na jibu chungu da tumu na de ha da mi le che ya kun de ba yo ba ina ni jibu chungu na de lu jam chu wa de si ma de chungu da tumu na ji de ba lu jam chu den ru na de sa ma de da de dunge pu bi ta ban de dunge pa bi de ba de kun ju pa bi de ba dunge da ma ta kunyo neba pombe, ane taba tuya undeba yoba ina, ane wati tabi ilante, taba son lunan jeyat, dindan tumulan jeba dirba. Da dene ya tanji chenba, kuyo kunze yoy, den kunze son jeya undeba yoba ina, ane jibi chibi lan lulajan uguriz, son de izamarba, kumudan tumulan jeba lulajan bitu, dan dindan tumulan jeba lulajan bitu, chibi lan jeba lulajan bitu, son nan le, and then can you then tend you to end up in the world and do this,
that's it. So on page 144 in the English, we find the heading of the actual way to take full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity with three sections. First, training in the mind in the stages of the path shared with persons of small capacity. The pathways for persons of small capacities are those pathways which lead to the higher realms. In this case, one abandons the lower realms of rebirth and then wishes to achieve the higher realms of rebirth. So these are the pathways which lead to the higher realms, and they are called the stages of the path shared with persons of small capacity. The next section deals with training the mind in the stages of the path shared with persons of medium capacity. And in this section, we find the pathways which lead to liberation. So the pathways which lead to liberation are the pathways shared in common with beings of medium capacities. And by engaging in the pathway, which is the practice of the three highest higher trainings, one is able to achieve abandonment of cyclic existence altogether, achieve the state of liberation or nirvana. So this is the training the mind in the stages of the path shared with persons of medium capacity, pathways to liberation. And the last, training the mind in the stages of the path for persons of great capacity, are referring to those pathways to omniscience, those pathways to complete Buddhahood. Stages of the path for persons of great capacity are those practices which lead to Buddhahood. So these three categories contain all of the Buddha's pronouncements. So all of the contents of the all of the meaning of the contents of the Kangjur, which are the authentic pronouncements of Lord Buddha, and all of the authentic Indian commentaries in the Tangjur are contained within these three categories. So this is how we could summarize all of Buddha's teachings, the pronouncements, as well as the authentic Indian commentaries, all the contents here.
Mm-hmm. ne böyle şey ve yine de dünyada şey kalı kabrız. Da London da dünyada şey bu dünyada o da dünyada dünyada dua. Tesu dünyada 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 dünyada. Jozan du çoğun düz. O da nasıl hani kalı kasun zehra gülü de namaz deriz. Den organı delik.
So the conjure and the tanjur, so the conjure being the pronouncements of Lord Buddha, and the tanjur, the authentic Indian commentaries, are translated into Tibetan. So you see here we have all of them in the case behind me. So in all of these we have all of the pronouncements of Lord Buddha and all of the authentic Indian commentaries. This is only in the Tibetan language. So even if one is able to read and understand Tibetan, it would be very, very difficult to understand the meaning of the root texts of the pronouncements of Lord Buddha or the authentic Indian commentaries. So the Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment and the great treatise on the stage of the Path to Enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa create a very easy way for one to understand the entire contents of the Kangjur and Tanjur, which by themselves would be a higher class, if you will, than we are able to attend. So the commentaries become like an explanation that allow us to understand easily the meaning of these great texts. That would be quite difficult to understand without these commentaries.
What things about that? Jim Chumi launches him a Lujan with the Lata, Saji Sundan. Jim Shama Lujan, some Jama, the Jibitse, the La Ludu Gavas, Saji Sundua. Jim Shama Tanji, Samba Jama Zate, Jim Chung with the Samba. Jibu chung le san lu kar yu arsana jibu chung de ngasung du ngal ga yu mare ngasung du ngal ngal ban jo ne la ta me te sa tu na nya ba san lu du ares san ba jong ngo se to de sa mar ba ji de she ma jo she ma la ta me te sa tu na nya ba san lu de wa de jibu chung yu san lu de res te san ba jong ngo se wa de ji de she ma de ne lo jong wa
Training the mind in the stages of the path shared with persons of small capacities has three divisions of that section. First, the actual training of the thought for a person of small capacity, the measure of the attitude of a person of small capacity, and clearing up misconceptions concerning the attitude of a person of small capacity. So there's three sections under that, and then the first section, the actual training of the thought for a person of small capacity has two sections, developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives, and two, relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. Developing the state of mind. So the section's called the actual training of thought for a person of small capacity. So what is the thought? What is the state of mind? So that's the first section, developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives. So what is this state of mind? Here, the state of mind is one that's focused on future lives, because it says for the sake of future lives. And the focus is to abandon the rebirth in the lower realms because of a dislike for that experience. So one achieves a state of renunciation or desire to definitely emerge from the lower realms of cyclic existence. So this is the state of mind that one has, and it's for the sake of future lives. And so that's the purpose for one's future lives. And then Here it says, secondly, relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. Because happiness is a result, it is necessarily depends upon causes. So what are the causes for achieving happiness in the next life? What is the method for achieving happiness? Since happiness is a result, it must have a cause. It's a fruit. It's a fruition. So there must be something that created it or caused it. So what is that cause for happiness in one's future life? And what is that happiness? We're referring to happiness of the higher realms of cyclic existence, which abandons the lower realms of cyclic existence. So we're specifically in the translator's note, we're specifically in the section on the person of small capacity, so the happiness is their aim.
Jiden de yendo marimba, chua jesu temba samba ta. Jiden shema jetan juindua ni jetu du samba saji ni yundua.
Lasa.
What the Kasavan Jiden shema dunya jilu jibatala. Jiden de yendo marimba, Jiden do rindu marimba, chua jesu temba saji jije. Then Jiden shema dua ni je. Tachua shema yoba yina, chua shema del deyaja. Chua lensa del nima duma, dendu tanga jimarbe. Dunul jena dawa yuware, nganhul jena dunge yuwares, wati kuti samadha. Jine shema, yon tu mene ba, chawa jizu tenpa ten, jine shema dunye jil, luwa nye jil dudu sambas. Ta luwa nye jil dudu sun, dunul jena dawa yuware, nganhul jena dunge yuwares, te kuti samadha, nye luwa nye.
That's it. Yeah. So the next section, something I forgot. From before, as Rinpoche said, we're doing this again because it's important for us to go over this again and again and again so that we can commit this to our minds, so it becomes part of our understanding. So Rinpoche said that before, and I just forgot to translate it, and I apologize. Next section, developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives, has two sections. The first section somewhat has two sections as well. So the first has the mindfulness of death, comma, the contemplation that you will not remain long in this world. So there are two parts to this first one. And then the second, contemplating what will occur in your future life, the happiness or suffering of the two types of beings, is referring to the two types of rebirth that one can have. There are no other types of rebirth than the two possibilities, rebirth in the higher realms or rebirth in the lower realms. So when we're speaking of cyclic existence, there are only two possibilities of rebirth, and those are higher realms or lower realms. The happiness, it says here, the happiness or suffering. So happiness referring to the higher realms, the experience of that happiness of the higher realms, or suffering referring to the suffering of the lower realms. So first is the mindfulness of death and the contemplation that one won't remain long. Contemplating what will occur when one does die. So one will die, one won't remain long. What will occur? There's only two possibilities, higher realm or lower realm. Higher realm, happiness. Lower realm, being suffering.
Well, you thought that... Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene Bachua Jesu Tembatala, and the Saji Jidendra Hindu Mene
Shagong, Rinpoche, Jigong, Jugong.
Shagong,
Donut, Sanlong.
Good, and then in the Indian is on the
It's important for us to go over this information again and again, because then we commit it to our mind and begin to understand it. We're engaging in a meditation which analyzes by looking at what is the meaning of this, what is the meaning of that. So we're looking at this information and material, and we're analyzing it, and we're becoming more familiar with it and making our understanding of it more stable by doing so. So we're committing it to our minds, but we're stabilizing our understanding of the information by familiarizing ourselves again and again, by analyzing this information again and again. Helps us to have stable understanding. So Rinpoche is saying gom, familiarization, or sometimes it's translated as thinking about something over and over again. So here it's committing it to our mind again and again to have a stable understanding of it. So the first section, the mindfulness of death and the contemplation that you will not remain long in this world, has four parts. First, the faults of not cultivating mindfulness of death. And then second, the benefits of such cultivation. Third, the kind of mindfulness of death you should develop. And fourth, how to cultivate mindfulness of death. So there's these four sections. So again, it's important to go over this again and again. And we also have all of these classes that have been videotaped. So we have an archive of information that we can watch and also engage in this meditation that's like analysis or a checking meditation, checking or analysis.
Ta chwa dhaba ma gubi nyemi, nyemi gubi pen, chwa dhaba lo che taba chi cheba, chwa dhaba gubi tsu saji shigna ne, ta chwa dhaba ma gubi nyemi tila kazo nga tsu saji troshi ne, wadu kanga chinsa marwe, saji troshwa, chwa dhaba ma gubi nyemi tila, ane nga shigre nyabi sanlu tu me na, sanlu tu meba yi na, tene chibu chungu, tendu yi lan, tabi yi lan, sanji gubi tu yi lan, lo nga chiga marwe, tamba tu marwe. Chavatam Mangu Nyame and Tambatje. Kedet there, Lantu Nyane, Jeba Yina, Chavatam, Tanzi, the Yuba Yina, and Lant the Shi Chuma, the Yuma is. Never Chu Yuma is, Nibachi, Trugan, Marbe. Then Truchi, then Nyane Jeba Yina, then Shishu Mogu, Shishu, Lelu Marbe. Daring you shall do Sonny Lianagin, dear, Dodgemalo Jogin, dear, Logimajin Lunogin, what the Tanzi de Gay, Jusiva Latene, Le Lumumum, Sombat Marbe, Sombaroa. Tai Jebat the Marbe, Jebat the Ne, Nashiga Marina Sandu to Evaina, Tene, the Chat of Condutan, Magua, Tula Subatun, Shoot Tabu Murus, Nobachu Murus, Chatan Tabu Chigates, Jebatme.
Cheek. Yo mare. Nyepo. Nyepo ma. Nyepo la maso.
Nyepo tatu maro. Ore de de. Ta nyepo de.
Nyepo.
Jewa shime tu nye lojong jiga mares. Sanzi nyepo gungu mares.
Sumba
nyepo. Nyepo. Ta sumba de. Keto gungba yina nyepo chuchungba tu yungu mares. Sumba ji.
Leso.
Tene wajirwa. Tene shishui mongu yungu. Lelu mongu yungu jiba ji. Then you must shake of youngers. What a true Nabat Marbe. True but the lay, then you must not know much. Nashika Marina, Tazi Yabayina, Tela Tene, Magoa Jutan, Chadan of Tama, Bangala Suba, you must Tankamo, shake of chickens. True but the red Marbe. What the legend in Larichum, the Nolda, the sheets of Luba, you know, the true end or two.
So the Chik nga me, the tambo nga she mare, then den sun san lojung she mare, nipa the lojung she na nupa yo mare, somba lelo yongore, jipa the dipa nupa chambo yore, the ngapa nyomo mambo sagare.
Mapa the
chinka
jumumumuro. Tambu the ta Nashagama Yamatanzi do you know?
Lesser.
Then a long Yanajumaris, Tamboro.
Lesser.
Niba tele, then a tan Nashagama Yamasolo do you know? Jidin Shimon, Tanya Solo Yumaris.
Ale Nipo.
Tanzi Yabu Yumaris, Gungumaris.
Aha.
Niba to Marbe.
The section, the first, the faults of not cultivating the mindfulness of death, has three points that are made, that are contained within the information in Lama Tsongkhapa's text. So we previously went over those points, so we've already gone over this, but basically there are these six following points. The faults of not cultivating the mindfulness of death. So the first negative point is that if one thinks that I will not die, I'm not going to die today, I'm not going to die this week, etc., etc., if one has this cognition that I'm not going to die, then there won't be any reason or motivation to engage in practices. So one won't engage in the pathway which lead to the higher realms. One won't engage in the pathways which lead to liberation. One won't engage in the pathways which lead to Buddhahood. So the study, there won't be any motivation to engage in the study if there isn't any thought that one is going to die. Next, if there isn't this thought that one can die, then one won't apply the practices. One won't apply an antidote. So the antidote to the negativities won't be applied because of this lack of so the antidote to the grasping at this permanence won't be applied. So the antidote to the grasping at permanence, which is the fault of not cultivating a mindfulness of death. So first one has this idea that one won't die, so one doesn't really need to study, and one doesn't apply an antidote to this wrong view if one doesn't cultivate mindfulness of death. And then thirdly, even if one does engage in practices, they won't really have any potency. So even if one engages in the practices of the any of the religious practices, they won't really have any results, any real potency. The fourth is that one will have large amounts of laziness as a result of this wrong idea. So if one doesn't contemplate death or have this mindfulness of death, then one will become lazy. And the next is that one's non-virtues will have great potency. So when one engages in negativities or non-virtue, they'll have great potency because of this lack of mindfulness of death. And then the last is that one will accumulate large amounts of afflictions and non-virtue because of not having this mindfulness of death. So these are the six problems or points that are made about the faults of not cultivating mindfulness of death. One won't have a motivation to study. One won't apply an antidote to what doesn't motivate one to study, which is the grasping at permanence. One will not have power even if one does practice. It won't really have any fruit. One will become lazy. One's non virtues will become powerful, and one will accumulate large amounts of affliction. So these are the six points. Information that we're going over, I find in a commentary on the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. So we have these six points that are found in a commentary. And by analyzing, we need to, as a center, look at this information and analyze it. And by doing so, we're engaging in meditation, and we're engaging in analytical meditation by going over this information as a center and just in general, going over the information.
Shajin duwa ge, tangi bodo chagu na, chaguba dagi te ta machine den zata muza tuji che deba na na ba na su che ayan duwa ju de ta shangjen duwa ju de ni o ju de ni ge te sun bo res jil mi go den ji ju
So these points are made in Lama Tsongkhapa's great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment. So then one might ask, where is this from? Where is this information contained? Who said this? So the next thing that Lama Tsongkhapa does is quotes two of the Indian pandits. So he quotes Aryadeva and Shantideva, both who are Indian pandits whose works are found in the Tanjur section. The authentic Indian commentaries. So first it says, this is from Aryadeva's 400 verses, or 400 stanzas. What could be more dangerous than to sleep as though at ease, while subject to the Lord of Death, ruler of the three worlds, himself without a master? So that's from Aryadeva's 400 verses. And then next, engaging in the Bodhisattva's deeds, I will have to depart, leaving everything, but not knowing this, I've committed various sins for the sake of friends and foes. So this is from Engaging in the Bodhisattva's Deeds. And translator's notes, both of these texts are in English. Aryadeva's 400 verses in English with a commentary by Jelsup J, and the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life is translated in many, many different cases. So just if anybody, as a frame of reference, is looking for these, they are both in English with extensive amounts of work on them.
What did that?
So the Lama Tsongkhapa is not only stating that these six points are found in Atisha's lamp for the path to enlightenment, he's also qualifying them by stating these are also points that are found in the authentic Indian commentaries, in other authentic Indian commentaries, because Atisha is Indian pendant, and other authentic Indian commentaries, such as Aryadeva's 400 verses and Shantideva's Engaging in the Bodhisattva's Deeds. So now we've arrived at a section that deals with the actual Tengger, the authentic Indian commentaries. So we find how they're contained in here. We see how they're contained in there. So if you study the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment and Atisha's lamp for the path to enlightenment, you are studying the authentic Indian commentaries by doing so.
Okay. 도말에 맞다고 공부 계시버래 다 봐도 계시버래 타마 계시버래 이제 도다 봐서 계시서 나진데 맞다고 공부도
lesson. So now we're in the section called The Benefits of Cultivating Mindfulness of Death. So in the commentaries on this section, we find there are three points that are made. First point that's made is the there is great meaning to it. So it's very meaningful, or it has great meaning. And that is because there are many benefits to cultivating the mindfulness of death. So many good things will happen as a result of it. So it is very meaningful to do so. So that's the first point. The second point is that it is the door to all excellences, or the door to all goodness or excellent. The gateway into the instantaneous achievement of all virtue and goodness. So the gateway to all goodness and virtue. So that's the second point. And the third is dispelling doubts. And here there might be a doubt that it's not necessary to do this over and over again. This cultivation of meditation upon impermanence isn't something that's necessary to do all the time. One can just do it one time or something. And this is not so. It's important for all vehicles to meditate upon impermanence. And we find a quote about compassion, where it says compassion is important at the beginning, the middle, and the end. And here, meditation upon impermanence is important at the beginning, the middle, and the end. So it's something that has to be cultivated by the hearer's vehicle, it's something that has to be cultivated by the solitary realizer's vehicle, and it's something that has to be cultivated by the bodhisattvayana, the vehicle of the great vehicle practitioner. So meditation upon impermanence becomes indispensable and becomes important for all levels of practitioners at beginning, middle, and end. So the point that's made is this dispelling of the doubt that it may be okay to just to cultivate it initially or at the beginning of a session, or that it's not important for it to be ever present. So this is dispelling of that. So these are the three points that are made there.
Chua Jesu Tempe, Lu Nema Shi Chi Nasa, Jinu Mishi Puji Jagandua, Chiba Yina Penasirwa, Tringa, Tisan, Tringa, Chua Tachu Banas, Tringa Sigris, Tachu Matab, Tachu Luchi Shuma Yina, Tene Wataki Nebu Munduris, Nebu Gandurisana, Tringa Sigris Matabi Sanlu de Lesuna, Tene. Tachuana, Pinja, Zila Subatan, yes, and a trouble to the Pamata, Susu trouble to the engine of that. What Pamata trouble Chabat Dunuris, Zila Chabichabas, the Tangazo, combat on motor to Sumarve, Til Chabichabat Dunuris, didn't someone to do that to Karak Maris? Truso, that Truson Druba Mabatone, Tadala, Sibat Duchins, Nyeji, Zeji, what the trouble to Zulu. And the Chabi Chabat Dunuga is Madaba. Doji, Tumala Subukune, Hibble and the Pichi, Gonki, Juma Taras. Taco Jiden Shaman Rata, Jum, Jiden Shamale, and the jine shima tiga dewaan doga dungen doga maris, dungen punga yataan dewaan yunga ka taashe che ngure, samarba jima tangwa la sobe, watin gwa dhuwa ngure se ta. Peche la rangi nga kinchumba tere, tene nyeye kuwa tan traba la soba, ta susul tene tang nyeye basa na, susul nyeye bar nama tene chik saa tunga tene treken na chumba ina, tene nyeye basa kumarba. Trabasana what the nga chune shina what the kidan yungasan what the trabal chab chaba yungumaris ta nyakutan trabalasuba jinenji chuji beba tanji bimba shawatere nyakula suba what the samalo and then nibumeba tung with chaba jigumaris ta
baso
beba tanji bimba shawatere nibumeba tandoya shadi sumana bijo marbe tanda matu ji ni bu me ba so ji ji ne zu tong ne ni xue le du ji ni xue le du ng re sa ta le ju le ji de ba nga gi de ba yi ji de ba su su dong ne ju yin du an tu su ka yong re sa ka ne an ne ji bu chung ne la ku ju ng la jiao zu du yu ne ma gi ju ng su ren su ng re di ba le sha dang ji re sa ji bu chung la le de mu du
ha ba sa
ji de la zong bu la na la ta tu Tatu tansa, tu tatu nyale chigre, kubachi nyale chigres, kubachi kazonga sute, tubasadro, tatu tansare, tu tatu chandu chigre, tu tatu surisungre, tu tatu shadan chigres, the sukangalo, chandu chibatan, kubachi in chandu chigre, surisumatan, kubachi in surisungre, the shadan chibatan, kubachi in shadan chigres, tatu tang, kubachi, chunduchi, super shibi. Le la subi nipu meba na la nipu tamba la ne kubung tamba rani zite nruwa jena jete tibi na tuen chewa chishu yusa susu kichibu chungu la nyalan che me jenda la yate shi tetsu kunga taba dendru la na tiba yina tuen da chewa shi lasa tele tuen chewa yu maris
okay So the benefits of cultivating mindfulness of death. When those who have a little understanding of the teaching conclude that they will die today or tomorrow, they see that friends and material possessions will not accompany them, so they stop craving them. So here, the antidote to grasping at things, and there's a few categories of types of things, is an understanding that one is going to die. So once a person who has a little understanding of the Dharma concludes that this is an ever-present possibility that one could die today or is going to die tomorrow, then this stops this grasping and craving for friends and one's parents and material. So here it says, see that friends... will not accompany them. One recognizes at the time of death, one can't bring one's friends with them. One can't bring one's parents relatives with them. So here, one recognizes that, so that decreases the attachment towards these things. And then it says, and material possessions. So one can't bring one's car or money, or they have an airplane even, or a house. None of these things can be brought with us when we die. None of these things that we accumulate can be brought with us when we die, nor can our friends, family, our reactions even to our neutrals and so forth. So here it says that we see that friends, material possessions will not accompany them, so we stop craving for them. So we stop, the person who recognizes this stops grasping at these things. Naturally, they then wish to take full advantage of their human rebirth because virtuous deeds such of their human rebirth through virtuous deeds such as giving gifts. So here one recognizes that there is a desire for happiness. One wants to have happiness, and if there is a future life, then in the future life, one is going to want happiness. So here, One begins to accumulate virtuous deeds, such as giving gifts, because one is looking to create that form of happiness in one's future life. Just so, if you create an authentic mindfulness of death, you will see all the toiling for worldly things such as goods, so for houses and cars and material things, respect, being respected by friends and so forth, and others, and fame, being famous, wanting everyone to know who you are, is as fruitless. So it's a tree that doesn't have any fruit on it. So there is nothing to any of these things. These things bear no fruit for us as winnowing chaff, and is a source of deception. So these things that we grasp at can't be brought with us when we die. So they are really don't have very much meaning because they're fruitless in that sense, in what they can provide for us when we die. Then you will turn away from wrongdoing. So one will modify one's body, speech, and mind when one recognizes that's what can be of help when one dies. So the changing of how one behaves in one's body, speech, and mind is not fruitless. This is something that can be helpful. It says, with constant and respectful effort, you will accumulate good karma by doing such virtuous deeds as going for refuge and maintaining ethical discipline. And now we get into the practices that lead to the higher realms of cyclic existence, the pathways which lead to the gods and the humans and demigods, the pathways shared in common with beings of small capacity. And those practices or pathways are going for refuge to the three jewels, engaging in ethical behavior which abandons the 10 non-virtuous activities, and acknowledging one's negativities or downfalls if one engages in negativity. So here in the text, we've arrived at those practices which lead to the higher realm. So as a result of engaging in these, you will thereby bring lasting significance to things like the body that would not have had such significance. So one's body becomes a vehicle to some significance as a result of this. You will ascend to a sublime state, in this context referring to the higher realms of cyclic existence, and will lead others there as well. So we'll lead others to the state, sublime state in this context being the higher realm, so one will lead others to the higher realms. And then it ends with what could be more meaningful. So this is the reason this section is called Great Meaning, because it ends with what is more meaningful than that. So this section is called the Great Meaning section. Ditsko, the Jipa Danjulet.
Okay. So we're... Karzubre, Maji tene, Teringa Shigres, Tajevahina, tene, Niel Chabadun, Zil Chabadun, Rul Chabadun, tene, and Nasunga Dungel and Wanyung and Yugo Sambachine, tene Kazubre, and the Dundry Joe, and a conjugal on the chosen Rugone, Sudin Song, and the Dibal Shadanje, Susu Dundry Judo. Nangan de Chambule, Shimo Tajin Kaza Shin Moa Tajinane, Tunji Lu Chuin was Tashin Pioma, Tunlu the Ashuris, Jit Tajin Lambishi Jit Churis, Duji Tajin and Madame Duchi the Ashuris, Sajik Sumuris.
So, in this section, of the benefits of contemplating the mindfulness of death, so first we went over if one who has little understanding has the idea that I'm going to die today or tomorrow, It just has this mindfulness of death, and one will stop craving for one's family and friends and material things. The craving for these things will lessen, and one will develop a desire to definitely emerge from or renounce the lower realms of cyclic existence. There is two things that happen. First, there is this desire to emerge from the lower realms, and this attachment is lessened things. The next is the great quality that is the door into all. Where is the source for this information? In this benefit this section of the benefits of cultivating the mindfulness of death, now we find a quote from a sutra. The great final Nirvana Sutra, which is found in the Kangjur, the pronouncements of Lord Buddha. So now you can see how we're currently studying the sutra, the pronouncements of Lord Buddha. So we, again, translator's note, we say the Kangjur and the Tanjur are contained, so here we're in the Kangjur section, because there's a quote from the Kangjur. So it says, among all reapings, the autumn harvest is supreme. Among all tracks, the track of the elephant is supreme. Among all ideas, the idea of impermanence and death is supreme, because with it you eliminate all attachment, ignorance, and pride of the three realms. Of all the harvests, the harvest in the fall or autumn harvest is the best. And of all the tracks, like footprints, the biggest footprints is the one of an elephant. The footprint is the one of an elephant. So the greatest idea is the idea of the impermanence of death. It's supreme. Why is it supreme? Because you eliminate all attachment, ignorance, and pride of the three realms. By cultivating this mindfulness of death, going back just a little bit, one will not only for oneself wish to ascend to a sublime state, but will also wish to lead others there. And one will do so by engaging in going for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, engaging in ethics which abandons the 10 non-virtuous activities, and acknowledging one's downfall or confessing one's non-virtues. So this is the way one will do so, because it's the pathway which leads to the higher realms. So here then we find now a quote from Sutra to support the importance of this meditation upon death. Here, why is the idea of the impermanence of death supreme? When we spoke of impermanence, and we spoke of the two types of impermanence, subtle impermanence and coarse impermanence. All compounded phenomena are impermanent. So all compounds are impermanent. So trees, water, fire, I hope I don't miss one, but Rinpoche gave examples of things that are impermanent. And beings are also impermanent. So here, when it says the idea of impermanence of and death, impermanence and death is specific to a being who will die, a kansak, a person who will die. So that's specific to a sentient being of some sort. We wouldn't say this death, the word used in this fashion about a tree or about other compounded phenomenon. We're specifically speaking of the death of a person, or the death of a being, the impermanence of a being, and how and that he or she will die. So there's a specific type of impermanence here that one is meditating on or having the idea of. And it says that it's a supreme thought because it becomes the opponent to all attachment, ignorance, and pride of the three realms. So the dwellers, the beings who abide in the three realms, the form realm, the formless realm, and the desire realm, utilize the idea of impermanence and death to eliminate all attachment, ignorance, and pride. So this this idea of impermanence of death becomes an opponent to these negativities for the beings who are abiders in these three realms. And impermanence and death, this meditation on impermanence is specific to a being who dies, who can die.
ta ma ta ba ta chi du she te ge te ne ka su gu re te je do nyo mo ba ta ni nyo mo ba ta chi du thua nam re sa ta ma ta ba she be ma ta ba gu bu lu te ge ca ma ni nya ba an du su na ma ta ba gu du nga she ge re nya ba she du le an du nge du nge ge ju ka re na de ju ka re na an ne ya la ju ni nga na ku yi sa wa te ka re yi me tu ma ma re ba ni ba du je ge le su ma na she wa tu su sa na ku nga ma re ba an ne ma re be nya ba ta le ten de ta to ni gu ya
here similarly, it is praised for being the hammer that instantly destroys all afflictions and wrongdoing, for being the gateway into the instantaneous achievement of all virtuous and goodness, and so on. So it becomes like a hammer that smashes away all of the afflictions and wrongdoing. It becomes the hammer that gets rid of the first link the ignorance about the that grasps at permanence. So there is this grasping at permanence this meditation upon mindfulness of death. So the meditation upon the mindfulness of death becomes like a hammer that destroys all of these negativities, and it causes one to look at what the causes for happiness are, what the causes for suffering are, and abandon those negative afflictions and wrongdoing that are the gateway into suffering. So it destroys the gateways into suffering, and it says it becomes the gateway into the instantaneous achievement of all virtue and goodness.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Gateway.
So here doubt may arise, and this is why we speak of it as a gateway into all of these things, because here it says it's a hammer that instantly destroys all afflictions and wrongdoing. But we truly know that when we look at suffering and the origin of suffering, and we look at the karma and the afflictions that cause suffering or are the origin of suffering, we find that at their root is the grasping at true establishment. So the meditation upon death doesn't serve as a direct opponent to a grasping at true establishment, because we find that it doesn't serve as the right opponent. When we find the analogy of the snake and the rope, where one in a dark room mistakes a rope for a snake, and then someone comes and says, and then there's a fear that arises because he believes that there's a snake in the room, and then someone comes and says, there's not an elephant in the room. That doesn't serve to dispel the fear of the snake, because it doesn't directly serve as an opponent to what one is fearing. Likewise, the meditation upon impermanence and death doesn't serve as a direct antidote or opponent to the grasping at true establishment, which creates or is said to be the root of the origin of suffering. But what it does serve as is a gateway to those other things. So it serves as an initial gate. This mindfulness of impermanence and death serves as an initial gateway or an entrance into those other things that serve as opponents, and therefore it's considered supreme because it is the gateway to all excellences or the gateway to all virtue and goodness. So this is why it says this. So this meaning, that's why it says it's the hammer that destroys it all in a blanket, in a holistic way or an all-covering way. It's meaning it in the sense that it's a gateway to that destruction. So it is that hammer. So the Buddha stated this.
Chicha Drubala, Jubi, Chicha Drubala, Jubi, good chamber Jubala Suba, Subi Nasum, Kansos, Sajig Wat Gileta, Chibichungulan, Dingulan, Dua, what Pensum Suba to Sukinalo, Bushisha, this mother. Pensum Subatan, Chow Matabakumulu Telatene, Pensum Subatanja Yungres, Chibichungu and Jebo, Dendro, Taba, Sajid.
So all of the goodnesses of virtue and goodness of all of the different the yanjusu and
the gongamet
Okay. So by cultivating the mindfulness of death, one will engage in the pathways of medium capacity, pathways sharing common with beings of small and medium capacity, and the pathways for beings of great capacity, and their results, the results being results of rebirth into the higher realms, results of complete liberation or nirvana, and then the result of complete Buddhahood. So here it is said that it is a gateway to all virtue and goodness, the gateway to all of the high status and certain goodness, of the higher realms, liberation and Buddhahood. So it is a gateway to all of those things because it encourages one then to engage in those pathways of three capacities, which lead to three results.
So now we have
another
quote. Lu अन पहले टीटा गलासे तो सास उन उनसा छानों दो ब्रोकिं तो ना जिंग आसुल हुई थी ना बरेस वो जो मताबिंद दुष्य मर बे वो तो ने सुन बरेस था लोग जाने तो ना रहा तो तेजी तो मिजू मर बे मिजू मिजू शिमा कांले न्यामा शायद यो यो लेकर होता यो ते अने रदा तो चुनो चुजिंग हो मर चु में बाल चु योवन जिंग हो रहा अने वो तो टेम्पल में बाल टेम्पल जाने जाने ना बरे मता पड़े इस मता को तो जो मता भी बजा दूँ मुझे मता पड़ो बा
ताता
ताऊ वो तेरे साथ ना भाई ना अने दूँ के तादियो भाई ना यहाँ दोंगे कासो करे दूँ के तादियो भाई ना यहाँ दोंगे थान करे इस दूँ जी मेरे चाचे तो सेवा दान तो करते तेरे राम दो दूँ तूने तो तुझे आप घूम भा� नो तू मारे ताजी तो सेवा तो दोनों करे थबल दोनों करे तंदा भी इंसान रे संभाले
Understanding that the body so here we have a quote now from a sutra the collection of indicative verses Understanding that the body is like a clay vessel and similarly that phenomena are like mirages Here you destroy the demons poisonous flower tip weapons and pass beyond the sight of the Lord of Death. Chu Lung Jenda Kabane.
Duji Mirizajin, Padu Imbari, Padu, Papa Padu is in the Sanji Tuba Tuba. Tuba Nalu, Duji Mirizajin to Sibatan Tubaji, Tanga Yu Sambatan, and then Tuni to Rulu to the Abbey of Yena, and then due to the Tat, Tabatua Pachijene, Tadiva in a new to Maruko. Kualjun taban dulus, duji miri sajin tu sebatan tu bahsi, ku mi duji kita dewi na nutu maris ta, ceda jabi tajin jauh tu.
Okay, so understanding the Rinpoche quoted another sutric source, Pakdu, he believes where some similar meaning. Here you destroy the demons of... Let me read this quote again. Understanding that the body is like a clay vessel and similarly the phenomena are like mirages. Here you destroy the demons' poisonous flower-tip weapons and pass beyond the sight of the Lord of Death. So here, if one doesn't destroy this grasping at this permanence... then one will not destroy, it says poisonous flower-tipped weapons. One will create more of cyclic existence, basically, be grasping at what looks good but is not. So first it says, understanding the body is like a clay vessel. Here we see things that are made out of clay, and such as plates and glasses and so forth, they break very easily. So they're perishable. So the body is like this. It breaks and it's perishable. And secondly, it says, similarly, phenomena are like mirages. In this specific context, we're speaking of impermanence. So it's speaking of the impermanence of phenomena in this specific case and how a mirage, if someone's in the desert and then mistakenly hallucinates water where there isn't water, so then this is what in this context, mirage is referring to. So when we see things that are impermanent as being permanent, we're seeing something that isn't there. It's like a mirage. So here this is referring to the impermanence of phenomenon in the mirage being the mistake that one sees it as being permanent. And you destroy the demon's poisonous-tipped flower-tipped weapons and pass beyond the sight of the Lord of Death. So here, passing beyond the sight of the Lord of Death is that by cultivating the mindfulness of death, one then will be wish to definitely emerge from cyclic existence. Once one recognizes that the body is a clay vessel and phenomena are like mirages, then one destroys these poisonous tipped weapons, which are the grasping and pass beyond the sight of the Lord of Death. And here, this is by engaging in pathways that lead to the higher realms and engaging in pathways then that lead to liberation and Buddhahood. So here, passing beyond the sight of the Lord of Death is referring to liberation or Buddhahood which is here we're speaking of the gateway to all goodness. So here one is able to do so by these earlier realizations, one can ultimately achieve complete freedom from cyclic existence up to the point of Buddhahood. So that's it. Oh, sorry if I missed anything.
That's only what I'm about. Only what the that caso que tá vindo metade do combate na tenda chebres. Tenda chume bichinha cara, na susu lute zane don da metade com. Pinjo don da metade com. Combate na tenda duji jabe, na noba jaga. Nöba jayaga chidu teba ina yate ku nö tugu mare nöba meba nrugu res. Cheda jabi tayang meba nrugu shei tanga za. Nga tanda yate ya chung yi jiru chung. Gawa chung shi neji du ngay tanga san tanga trawa shiwa chung na yana tenbi chunran da yi chingpong chi jiden pepe es nöbun nöru kyan shei chung. She sung sung de sung yin ro da. Da ga wa se, da nga su ga ya lin dewa, ge bu cha lin dewa yon ma re me do yin ge nu gul ma re. Na ya lin dewa yon ma re de me do yin na yon gul ro. O te tabi nian su ki nga she nu gres. Nga kar sa, na ya lin dewa me yin to na wa tang, nga ge bu cha lin dewa me yin to, nga ge bu cha nian su ki nga she ne. Tene, tetapi sanglo tempe yoba ina, anu kuyu tuanra ke tuanra jeva marbe, telthan thapan lures, thapa.
Oh, okay.
Tempe tuanra jai chimpongji, jiten pepe nepon nerken sa, jiten papa tate se, lo chan chuchun je na lansan pongto mara, tambe chuchun je, tenu ko tra tra lura ta, anu kale kale te, tomo redu thapa togre mato,
just the last comment on the last quote. It says, here destroy the demons' poisonous flower-tipped weapons and pass beyond the sight of the Lord of Death. So one is able to pass beyond cyclic existence. One is able to abandon samsara. So then there's another quote. By seeing aging, the suffering of sickness, and dead bodies from which the mind is gone, the resolute abandon this prison-like home, while ordinary worldlings can never eliminate attachment. So here, speaking of the various types of sufferings, and these sufferings, an ordinary being has no control over. There's no independence. One wishes to not age, but there's no independence. Aging naturally, automatically takes place. One doesn't have any independence or choice over becoming sick. So this is the suffering of sickness. There is no independence. One has no choice in the matter. And then death, from which the mind is gone, is certain. So here it says, the resolute abandon this prison-like home. So here, the body, the state of being within cyclic existence is compared to a prison. Because there's no independence. One doesn't have any choice relative to these things, such as aging and sickness and death. We don't have any independence. So it's like being in a prison where we are forced beyond our control to do whatever we have to, or whatever, I don't want to say told because that wasn't said, but we're forced to obey, if you will. So it's obey because we have no independence. So here the resolute abandon this prison-like home, while ordinary worldlings can never eliminate attachment. The word resolute here is the important. The word resolute is means that one practice or one meditation isn't going to be enough. It's not sufficient. One has to be resolute. One has to do it again and again and again, not just once or twice. So it's saying that if there isn't a lot of conviction and effort put forward, There's no way to eliminate attachment. So here, it's not a small effort that has to take place. A large amount of effort over and over again. Resolute effort has to take place in order for there to be any kind of significant achievement. It says, while ordinary worldlings can never eliminate attachment because of not being resolute, not practicing hard again and again, just doing it once or twice. So we find Lama Tsongkhapa showing so many great importance of this and how meaningful it is over and over again. And then Lama Tsongkhapa beginning with a source right from the sutra teachings of the final Nirvana sutra to show the significance and importance of this.
Sarwa, Tanya Pansum Suba Tanji Go, 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 Tanya Pansum Suba T ane dendu lanja le che gure thabi lanja le che gure sanje gumu tu lanja le che gure tel je ma tu na ane ten je dal kali khabures do na che bi do du bi tu ne de da yu ten che ba je tu bi dun de kona ye kona yin las da yu ten dawa ju dawa je de jo ba ju tsang me ten san tu bi ten kona de le an ka ga nyu ge de Tēn sāsā jīn rū gārēs. Ānā ngā sō mō chāwā, wō kē pē chāwā, ngā rū dē jīn, dē rū chōng sē rā ngō jāng, mā khōng bē nē sō, shē chē yu tētā, tētā tū chū rū bī kāw mē nē lā sā. Ānā ngā sō mō chāwā ngā sōng dē dē bārēs. Sāng sāng dē rū dē yōng bārēs tē, ānā mā khōng bē nē sō chē nē, ānā chū rū bī kōkō rā yō mā rēs, kōkō tā mē nē lā sā. Drupi chubi ten, ten re tu naans, ne drupi chubi ne ten, ten juk ten re tuba naya, chu tsui jin tu, drupa menu bi tadung, machi jambas. Ten re tuba inaya, chu ma drupa te kari jebaris na, nga shiga ma re jambi, mata taban zimbi lu teki jebaris. Mata jambas ndala, tun dubi, lu machi, Le machin yabe shun zebane, guba tangi gotans, nashiki mare yabe, san lote, guba tangi gores, nashiki yabe, mata san lote, ane nazo, rani jinzi guba kunjugo, mana jinzi yutin kunjit rabmude. Nashiki mare yabe, mata taban zebe san lote yaba yina, tala dene, ane nazo duga yugre, ane. カルソグレ、ドゲタジングレ、チェガナシドゲサジングレス、グビジュレス。またばさんたばいな、またばさんたばさんルテ。ね、またばさんたばさんルテロは。ニャブダンバね、チュプンソンソバタジゴゴサ。またばさんたばいな、チュプンソンソバタジゴシャナムレス。チュプンソンソバヨングレス。
So we've gone over the section of meaningful, the great meaning, and now we're currently in the gateway to all excellence, or gateway to all good qualities. So we've gone over these two stanzas, and now in brief, the only time to accomplish the means, the aims of beings is now. When you have attained a special life of leisure and opportunity. So here, just this once, now, at this moment, we have the 8 leisures and the 10 opportunities. We currently possess these, and they are not opportunities which we will usually have. We have spent most of our existence in the lower realms, and even if we do have an opportunity, to have a rebirth in the higher realm as a human being. We won't have meet with the Dharma. We won't have an opportunity in that lifetime to practice the Dharma. So at this very moment, we have the opportunity. We have the 8 leisures and the 10 opportunities. We can practice the Dharma because of all the conditions are here for that. We have the ability to engage in the practices of the pathways, which of small, medium, and great capacities. So we have to be very careful with this state that we're in. We have to be careful to utilize it for something meaningful, because it's easily lost, and the rarity of having this basis of leisure and opportunity is true and ever present. So we have to be careful to utilize it for something very significant. It says the majority of us remain in the miserable realm. A few come back to the happy realms, but the majority of these are in situations that lack leisure. So our opportunities from which one can't practice religion. A leisureless state is a state from which one can't practice religion. So here, lacking leisure means lacking the ability to practice. Therefore, you do not get a chance to practice the teaching in these situations. Even when you have gained the circumstances allowing for practice, the reason that you do not practice the teachings properly is thought, I will not die yet. So there's this idea that one isn't going to die yet. So this idea that one isn't going to die, this lack of cultivation of the mindfulness of death, causes one not to engage in any of the practices. So this is the more common state of being, the state of being that grasps at this permanence that believes that one will not die. Therefore, the thought that you will not die is the source of all deterioration. So the source of all negativity, the source of all, everything that causes us not to have excellence is the belief that we won't die. And the remedy for this is mindfulness of death, the source of all that is excellent. Consequently, you should not think that this is a practice for those who do not have some other profound teaching to cultivate in meditation. So one shouldn't think that this is not an important practice. Or that this is some introductory practice for those unlearned. Nor should you think that although this is something worthy of meditation, you should cultivate it just a little at the beginning of the meditation session because it is not suitable for continuous practice. Rather, the certain from the depths of your heart that is necessary in the beginning, middle, and end, and then cultivate it in meditation. So I just went on to read the rest. There might be more commentary on something I already read, but I just went on to read the rest of this paragraph in English,
and that's it. Rani jinzin goba ku mana jinzin yuten ku yuten drabar edhima duwe te. Tanzin ki chun yu tang, mataba kumbu lo ki pen yu. Mataba kumbu yina phansun soba yungu re. Taba zingi yina ane dungay mamu yungu re. What the sunga marabe.
So here, this meditation upon the impermanence and death becomes the gateway into all excellence. In the Guru Puja, in the Lama Chupa, we find a quote that says, since cherishing ourselves is the doorway to all torment, while cherishing our mothers is the foundation to all that is good, we seek your blessings to make our core practice the yoga of exchange in self and others. So here we're speaking of, in this context, a doorway to all our torment or terror. So here, backing it up, we're finding a similar notion that this lack of mindfulness of death becomes the same doorway to all things that are not excellent. So the meditation upon mindfulness and death becomes the gateway to all that is excellent. So here it says, while cherishing our mothers is the foundation of all that is good. So here, not cultivating mindfulness of death is the doorway to all torment, and cultivating mindfulness of death is the doorway to all excellence or good. So there's a similar sentiment here about cultivating mindfulness of death as there is to the cultivating the mindfulness of the other cherishing attitude we find in the Guru Puja.
And shajatuba tomo ngasu chibares shajatuba le tane yore ngasu le tane yores shajatube mataba gune sanje yores ngasu taban zinsa taba to sanje matuba de what is it rajin jen jen jabu to
so we are the same currently as the Buddha Shakyamuni was. The Buddha previously had this grasping at permanence, this permanent self, as we do, but the Buddha, Shakyamuni, meditated upon impermanence and death and discarded that that idea. Look at the difference between the two types of beings. So we see the importance of this meditation upon impermanence and death, because this is Buddha Shakyamuni was able to achieve the elimination of afflictions and negativities and liberation as a result, and Buddhahood as a result of this meditation.
What
the gateway to those things. The Dutsinsa. So the third is dispelling doubts. So this is what we'll go over in the future.
So there
are three categories. We've already gone over two. The first category, the great meaning, or how it's very meaningful. The cultivating the mindfulness of death has great meaning. The second category is it is the gateway to all excellence. So we've covered those two. And then the last is about doubts, or dispelling kind of doubts that may arise. And that we will get to in our next session. So we have this text currently in English. We have it at our disposal. And we have many people who are learned in the room, those who study science and have a level of education in the room. So we should be able to understand by going over this information. We should be able to understand it very well. So it's going to a school or a class where you're receiving information, and then you're learning that information, and then it's becoming stable information of understanding, or stable understanding. You are maybe more clever than I, or more intelligent than I. I don't know what that makes me then. All right, so we'll do the concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. Imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. Holy virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri, and likewise Samantabhadra as well, with whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times. I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara, Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. Pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts, exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Tuji Rinpoche, Gutsi Shepi Denronan.
Oh, yeah.
Tuchan Rinpoche.
Yeah.
Natsu Lam Rinpoche.